Zoran Mamdani wants to be the mayor of New York. And we all know with this guy, we all know he's a radical leftist. He's a Marxist, pure and simple. That's what he is. But you know what? Here's something that a lot of these young heads full of mush don't realize, that even with socialism, there's always a top 1%. Even with it, there's somebody that's eating and a whole lot of people that aren't. I'll never forget that press conference by Maduro down in Venezuela when he was telling his citizens, and you can look this up, he was telling his citizens that they've got to tighten their belt. And during that interview, he reached into his desk drawer and he pulled out a beautiful empanada and he took a big old bite. And that was a message to all of those people down in Venezuela that he was in charge, that he was not going to be losing 25 pounds like the average Venezuelan. There's always a top 1%. And Zoran Mamdani definitely wants to be in the top 1%. We'll get to that in just a second. But now, because of what happened in New York, he wants to ban what he calls assault weapons.
And as New Yorkers across the five boroughs and Americans across the country mourn this mass shooting, we are reminded that no matter how strong our gun laws are in this state, we are only as safe as the weakest laws in this nation. And so in this moment, the onus is on all of us to follow the words of Alan's brother and to put forward a vision of stronger gun laws. And I echo the call from Governor Hochul for a nationwide ban on assault rifles.
Here's the thing, though. They can't even define what an assault rifle is. And I've given you this example 100 times. You could go to Palmetto State Armory and you can buy an AR-15. You could put it on a table. You could get a Ruger Mini 14. And put it on right there on the same table. And you could ask people, which one of these is an assault rifle? Well, they'll all point to the AR-15, right? Oh, that's it. I know what an assault rifle is. That's the one right there. Well, what about this one? What about the Ruger Mini 14? No. That's got a wood foregrip and it's got a wood stock on it. That looks like something my granddad had. No. The other one, that's the assault rifle. When ultimately, when you break it down, they're the same rifle. They fire the same rounds. They use the same magazine, same capacity, same caliber. However, I will say the Mini 14 kicks a little more than the AR-15 just because of the construction. But they don't know what an assault rifle is. Oh, no, we've got assault rifles. They fire 3,000 rounds a minute. Like, really? Wow. If you did that, those barrels would melt down. I saw a woman that held up a sign. She said, an assault rifle creates a hole this big. And it was a hole about as big as a cantaloupe. And that told me, he said, AR-15 creates a hole this big. And that told me this woman knows nothing about an AR-15. It's basically a glorified .22. A little more powder behind it. They know nothing. Even under the Biden administration, their director of the ATF couldn't even give a definition of what an assault rifle is. They don't know. But they know we got to get rid of them. Now, Zoran Mamdani, Mamdani, just got back from a trip to Africa. Now, let me ask you something. In the heat of a mayoral race, do you think you just up and leave the country? I'm not talking about he left the city. I'm not talking about he left the state. He left the country. And we went over to Africa. I think it was raising some funds over there or something. But anyway, this is a guy that had armed guards at his wedding. Paid armed guards at his wedding. Why? Because he wanted to be protected. And this is the same thing that all of these Democrats do. They're out there, oh, we got to, they want to take away your right to protect yourself, but they want to be able to keep their right to protect themselves with the same exact firearm. The hypocrisy is absolutely unbelievable. So let's go to Brad in Lawrence. Brad, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. And I just want to make a point. I'm a 23-year Army infantry vet.
Yep.
The rifles are semi-automatic rifles, either way you break it down.
Right.
The person carrying that rifle is the assaulter.
Yep. Exactly right.
So I don't know where everybody gets this AR stands for assault rifle. It does not. It stands for Armalite.
Right. Yeah. That's all it is, because they're uninformed, Brad. They're but they don't want to be informed. I appreciate it, but he's right. It doesn't stand for assault rifle. It's Armalite, AR, and that's the model. They're ridiculous. But again, like I said, if praying to God it never happens. But if socialism ever takes over in this country, it's going to be just the same way it has been everywhere else. They're going to be protected. They're going to be the ones that go eat. It's everybody else that's going to be suffering equally. And that's all that socialism does, is it spreads the misery around equally. Let's go to Jeff and Easley to talk about Mom Donnie. What do you think, Jeff? Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, Jeff. There you are. I can hear you now, pal.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud.
We're about to get some relief from this weather. I know that.
Yeah, man. What's going on with that? It's going to feel like a fall day coming up in a couple of days. Yeah.
I know, man. I'm going to wake up Sunday and think it's deer season or something.
Exactly. What's up?
Anyway, I just won't take me but a second, but if this Mondami or Mon-idiot, whatever you want to call him, if he's such an outstanding citizen over there, why has he got to have armed guards to protect him in his own country? That's what I want to know.
He does. He doesn't want you to be protected, but he certainly wants to protect himself. That is the hypocrisy.
Exactly.
Hypocrisy of all of those people on the left. I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you, buddy. But that's just the way they are. But we got all these young college kids out there, and they're like, oh, we got to have socialism. Well, it never works. Oh, but we haven't tried it yet. Yeah, well, you don't have to hit yourself in it. My grandfather told me one time, he said, boy, you don't have to hit yourself in the head with a hammer to know it hurts. You just got to watch somebody else hit themselves in the head with a hammer. And I was like, point well taken. And I think that might have... come from the fact that, I've never told this story on the radio. When we were little, my sister and I, and yeah, I have a sister. I know I don't talk about them much, but I have siblings. We had just had a sandbox built, and some of the tools were still laying around. And one of those tools was a ball peen hammer. And apparently I was a real big fan of the Three Stooges at the time, and I picked up... picked up the hammer and whacked my sister in the head with it. Oh, yeah. Never forgot that one. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.